Hello.
Good afternoon. This is Michael again from Local Splash, the one you spoke with earlier. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for picking up the call again. So there, Mark, I actually spoke with Shalini, the one from the website team, because I clarified things about your
What
concern
was wrong with you?
earlier. Yeah, okay. So everything is actually okay, as what you said, that again, regarding with working on with your Wix domain. However, there's only one confusion that I had earlier, and again, I would like to say sorry as well for giving you the wrong information. She said that for hosting account only, because that we're currently doing, sir, one domain, which is the one that you currently have, the website or the domain
Sorry,
that's
can you
still
repeat
on
that?
there.
Can you repeat that again? It just started cutting out really bad. Repeat it again one more time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a lot better?
Yeah.
It's still cutting in. Okay, wonderful. So as what I said, I reached out to Shalini, from her website team. So yeah, we can host and apply our design layout to your Pearl, I'm sorry, .com domain, the one that you purchased from Wix. However, regarding your concern about, trying to replicate your own design that you come up, she actually confirmed that for hosting account only, like the one that you have with us, we cannot mimic or change the design. So we can only show or maybe change the content on the current design that you have with the dot Pearl account or domain.
Oh, okay. Well, I've done it before. They changed the layout of it before I've contacted with you guys before, and they changed it for me, like, I think, I would say, like, 3 to 4 months ago, I would say. And then,
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
like I said, that's why, remember I said I was like, yeah, they tried making it work, but they didn't really do it to my liking.
Well, we can try to definitely see if we can, remove some of those landing pages, because yes, you have a lot of landing pages in your current website design. But yeah, according to her, per your request about mimicking like a different design, like changing totally, that is really something that we cannot do, as what she said.
So can I just upload the design instead then?
Well, if you're gonna upload your own design to your Wix, then technically, we cannot host it because that's your own design. So we cannot only promote it as is. But, considering that your concern is for us to host it, then there's no reason for you to keep paying at $49, since you own the domain, and then you own the design. And if you own the design, we cannot make changes to that as well.
Okay, so do you recommend just me? So I have a quick question. Let's say I use a different company and they make me a design and they host everything. Would I lose my reviews and everything about my what I have right now? If someone searches it up, would I lose everything or no?
Are we talking about the reviews showing in your Google Business profile?
Correct. So is my Google Business
Yeah.
profile separate from my website?
That's right, it's actually separate. So whatever reviews you got in your Google profile, no, it will not be removed or deleted.
And I have another question right now. I've been getting a lot of less people have been reaching out to me. I want to know if me switching to a different company, would that affect me or no?
It depends. What are you reaching out to? Are you reaching out to help you with your marketing campaign? Because as we speak, you're only paying us to, work on your background domain. That's more
Yeah,
paying
I don't
than
need.
hosting.
Yeah, people are reaching out to me without me paying ads on my website. I just want to know if that's gonna affect it or if it's like, well, and it shouldn't affect anything since I'm not paying for ads, correct?
Yes, of course. It will not gonna affect anything at all. I think they're reaching out to you to help you with your marketing campaign, like ads. I think that's for Google Ads
Yeah.
actually. And we also do
Yeah.
Google Ads and SEO as well, if that's gonna help you, if that's what they're actually trying to reach out to you. But yeah, it won't affect anything at all.
Okay, sounds good. So I think so in this case, you tell me it'd probably be best just use a different company that, and then they make me a new website designer on to following the one I made.
I see. Well, first of all, I'd like to hear that if we were gonna, if we have to go to that route, though. But here's what I can do here, Mark, because I reached out to her, maybe, tried to offer calling you back. It just happened that her appointment today is currently, fully booked, and the only thing that I think that when I checked her schedule and calendar, She's only going to be available early this Friday. So, you know, what do you think would be best that I can have her call you, like, or set up an appointment with her again and maybe discuss something, what else maybe she can do differently, if she can maybe override your request? Because of what you said, you were able to change the layout before, right? So maybe there's something
right.
that we can relate to her and see what we can do to your current website, if you can definitely just, you know, change the entire design, because that's your main focus or main goal. So
yeah, my goal is just, yeah, I think it'd be
yeah.
best, because my goal is to change out the whole layout, because, like, I'm sure you've mm-hmm. taken a look at, there's a lot of pages, there's
mm-hmm.
it's too much distractions on the page, and it's not what I want.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you understand, sir. Well, me as well, personally, I prefer something that's more simple, because, again, it's for your
yeah,
customers to see, not for your okay, let's do it this way, because I do see here that you still have until April 20th with us, you know, for your
okay.
next billing. I'll get her set up an appointment, let's say on Friday. I'll have her call you so you can discuss whatever changes you'd like to make. Maybe she was not really able to understand what exactly I'm trying to say earlier, but yep, it's really best that she'll get a call you instead, since she's an expert in terms of website layout.
Okay,
so
I have one more question.
Sure,
if I were to purchase, if I were to just leave the domain then, leave it at Merkle.pro, and I would just purchase from you guys, and that would give me full access to the domain, correct?
Yeah, only the domain, sir, yes.
And that would then allow me to then link the website, no, my, link my, the website I've made to that domain, correct?
You are correct, sir. Then you can apply your own design and layout.
Okay, so I think I might just do that instead. I think I might just purchase the domain then, I think, just to save everyone the hassle.
Mm-hmm. I totally understand it, sir. But why not just try to go ahead and set up an appointment first and speak with her? And maybe she can offer you differently instead of staying right now for the domain transfer. Because, again, that costs $19. And, again, you still have until April 20th, actually. So
how much is it
going
to cost to purchase the domain?
Oh, $99, sir.
$99? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. So we'll set up the appointment, mm-hmm. and I'll just I'll have that in the back of my head.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Let me just pull up the calendar here real quick. I'm afraid that you're also Pacific, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, we'll set up an appointment this Friday. I believe we have an open slot here, 9 a.m. Would that work for you? Or do you prefer, let's say, 11?
Let's do 11.
11 instead. Okay. All right, I'll set up an appointment on Friday instead for 11 a.m. Pacific. Again, this is about your website revision request. I'm going to ask her to call you, discuss further what we can do for your website layout, because, again, that's your primary reason, instead of, you know, canceling, and that's where you don't want to go to the route. So, yeah, I'll set up an appointment here, and I'll send you also an email as well to confirm that appointment. And let me confirm, please, your email address you have here on file is the same, right? The one that we mentioned earlier. Let me just go ahead and make sure. I'm so sorry. Okay. And the email address is marcoslandscape805@gmail.com, correct, sir?
Correct.
Okay, great. We're going to set up an appointment, sir. Again, it's for a website revision request. I'm really hoping that they can definitely do the same as what they did in the past about changing the entire layout, and hopefully you'll consider staying with us. Right? Again, 11 a.m. Pacific.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
No problem. So that's only me calling in, because I just thought of letting you know first, you know, because I remember asking you to send us your credentials. I think we can hold off for that at the moment. And then let's go ahead and see what she can do differently.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Anything else we can do for you today, just to make sure?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And well, thank you for your time again, sir. You have a great one, okay? Talk to you again on Friday.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.